There's multiple reasons why you feel stuck as a salesperson. It could be one issue, it could be two issues, it could be five or six issues. But if you don't deal with them, you're not going to close deals and you're not going to be profitable. You have to admit the problems that you're having of why you feel stuck as a salesperson.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from Sacramento, California. Today is a good day. We are going to talk about why you feel stuck as a salesperson or why you could feel stuck as a salesperson. And, you know, real deal, at some point, every single salesperson goes through this. And, you know, I've had the privilege of writing with salespeople for 10 years. And day in, day out, I get to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, the fears, the problems, the issues that they're having. And this entire time I've taken notes and I do everything I can to look for correlation between closing deals and losing deals. And one of them comes down to this conversation that most salespeople don't want to have because for whatever reason, if they feel like they say some of this out loud, they're less of a salesperson. And I'm going to let you know, at some point I've gone through almost all of these in my life. So I'm raising my hand and saying, hey, this isn't just you. This is me also. And one is fear of rejection. And I will say that hands down, this is probably the biggest issue that I see with salespeople across the board, across the industry. No matter what there is that needs to be sold, there's a fear of being told no. And there's a point as a salesperson when you're brand new that there is this fear that someone's going to tell you no. And then you live through enough deals and you live through enough episodes and you live through enough issues that this starts to go away. There will be times where you're very needy and you have to close a deal and this emotion and these feelings, they'll pop up where you're like, I'm scared that this buyer is going to tell me no, is because you have so much writing on the line. So if you need to impress a boss, if you need to make some money, if there is a deal that has to be closed, it's the biggest deal of your life, you know, you're going to build up some fear of rejection into the process. And if you let that take over, you are going to feel stuck as a salesperson. Number two on this list, not making enough money. And there's plenty of times where I work with salespeople in industries where they could make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. And they're looking at everybody else and what kind of money that they're making. And the salesperson's like, I'm just not making it. I'm making 80 grand and I'm barely surviving, or making 90 grand and I'm barely surviving. And I wish I could make more. And part of this comes down to number three, two and three combined, not developing enough skills. You know, if you're sitting and you're looking at the other sales guys, the other sales girls, and you're like, these people are closing deals and I'm not, and these people are doing way better than I'm not, and I'm not. Some of it comes down to, like, instead of looking at them, it could be get a book, you know, buy a book, buy a book on download, or take a course, pay for a coach, get somebody else to help train you so that you could get those skills so you don't have to look at the other person. You know, sales presentation skills, as far as it goes, I'm going to go with my standard number that somewhere between 65 and 70% of salespeople should not be in sales. And just from a little bit of work, you could be incrementally better than most of your peers out there, and you could go out and you can close more deals. And, you know, sometimes it's going to be your money on the line. Sometimes you got to go pay for it. You can't wait for a company to pay for everything for you. And I see this happen a lot where companies, where salespeople work for a company and they'll say, hey, look, you know, I'm just going to wait for the company to hire a trainer. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, you're going to sit through the same amount of deals anyway if the company gives you leads, or you're going to have to go knock a certain amount of doors in whatever version, whether that's emails, building funnels, or physically knocking on doors. Why not get better? For every time that you can close one more deal out of 100, that's a better percentage point for you. You know, and I see salespeople, they get this wacky belief that if they invest in themselves for whatever reason, that, you know, they're wasting money, and they don't look at it as an investment. They don't look at it as what it really is. Number four on this list, having a bad product or working for a bad company. And there is a point where you look around. If there's a lot of problems with your product line, there's a lot of problems with your company. If you let it get to you, if you let it get underneath your skin, you're gonna have like all these feelings like, I am stuck. I am completely stuck at this job. I am completely, and then the complaining starts. And then once you start complaining, you end up with the other complainers. And then once you end up with the other complainers, it's just a big, huge downhill battle. Five, too much personal debt. Now, this is a conversation that is not something that comes right out when I talk to salespeople. This is a conversation that happens, I don't know, let's say day two or day three, if I'm doing a 3-day ride along, and the person feels like they're like, hey, Scott, and it's like, this is how the conversation goes. They're like, hey, Scott, what would you do if you were $25,000 in debt? Or what would you do if you were $50,000 in debt? And what they're saying is like, hey, please don't judge me. I've had something happen in my life, or I've had spending problems, or I've got a significant other that spends money. And what they're really saying is like, you know what? Part of my problem and part of the reason why I feel stuck is I can't get this money paid off. Part of the reason that I feel stuck is I'm so far in debt that I'm barely making payments on everything and I don't know what to do. And I'm in panic mode. And so instead of thinking about how to make the sale happen and how to deal with the buyer, I'm worried about getting paid my commission. This is a real deal. Six, comparing yourself to others. Looking at what other salespeople are doing. Now, you know, it's not you against the world of sales. It's you against you first. And you were born with your own unique skills and talents. You know, the people that you're comparing yourself to have been through different experiences in their life. There's no real way for you to compare what they've been through and what you've been through. I was offered a role inside of an organization recently because of the amount of videos that I've shot, because of the places and the things that I've done. And they said, like, look, you're uniquely qualified. We don't know of anybody else who has this much content that they can prove that they've shot this much video. There's not very many people out there. And so, like, if someone were to start out, you know, and today they start shooting YouTube videos, well, you know, I've shot, by the time that you count bloopers and videos that I haven't put up, I've shot over 3,000 videos. I've put in the time behind the camera. And for somebody who is starting out brand new, they would have a tough time being able to compare to that. And, you know, I'm using a video example because it's outside of the world of sales. It would be the same thing for you. Someone who sat through 20,000 deals is going to have different beliefs and ideas and expectations than someone who is brand new walking into the sales game. And one of the reasons you feel stuck is you're constantly comparing yourself to the people around you and what their capabilities are and what they're able to do. But you know, you don't have the same life skills and you don't have the same life experiences that person does. Seven, you don't have good time management skills. Like, instead of closing deals, you're playing video games on your phone. Instead of closing deals, you're surfing the internet, right? You feel stuck because you're not making the money, you're not closing deals, but you're not putting the work in that needs to be done. And there's been times where I've been called to work with people in organizations and they could be closing, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 more deals a week or 10 more deals a month, just by having better time management skills and them not realizing that they could be doing paperwork after office hours and closing deals during office hours. You got to look for your inefficiencies. There's points that everybody has inefficiencies. And I hired a time management coach and they came and tracked me for 3 days. And they're like, Scott, you waste this much time in a day. And I was like, holy crap, I waste. And all of that led to lost deals. All of that led to inefficiencies. Eight, you know, there's a huge difference between regret and rejection. And you went through the sales call, you didn't put a whole process together, you didn't do everything you were supposed to do. And, you know, salespeople get this confused a lot. You can't have rejection if you didn't do your job. You can have regret for not doing your job. And there's a lot of times where I would interview a salesperson after a presentation and I was with them and they would say, Scott, I feel so rejected. And I say, you can't be rejected. You didn't do like half the things you were supposed to do. You feel regret. And then they would look at it and go, you're right. I don't feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And this leads to feeling stuck as a salesperson. 9, you blame everyone else for your problems. Hey, look, you know, what happens in life? That's all on you. It's you against you in sales first. It's you against everybody else second. And there is a certain amount of ownership that you have to have. There are things that you have to go and say, look, you know what? If it is to be, it's up to me. I have to own this. I have to do it. And, you know, for you to look around and say it's that guy's fault or this girl's fault, like you've given up participation in your life. You're giving all those people power. You're allowing those people to put some sort of wacky control over you. If you're screwing up, it's your fault. If I'm screwing up, it's my fault. I can't blame that on other people. You know, I recently made a bad marketing decision that cost me some money recently. I don't get to blame somebody else. It was my decision. You have decisions that you have to live up to and live with, and you have to take a look at them. It's not somebody else's fault. It's you got to own your problems. You got to own your issues. 10, this is a conversation that I don't really believe I've ever seen anywhere else. And I've had this happen a couple of times where through interviewing a salesperson after writing with them for a couple of days, or, you know, getting that intuition after dealing with enough salespeople, there's salespeople out there that in their mind, they want to do sales for a couple of reasons. They like the idea of the money. They want to impress somebody, or somebody wants them to make money. But deep down inside, they hate sales. They hate it. They don't want to do it. And if you're in a job where you don't like it and you don't want to do it, you're always going to feel stuck. And I would say that this population of salespeople is bigger than what you think, that there's people out there that hate sales. They hate what they do. But for whatever reason, it's the money. It's a significant other. It's they view themselves as one thing, but they're really not. This causes a lot of problems. If you hate sales and you hate being in sales, set yourself free. Go find something to do. Go find a different industry. Go find something that you would love to do every single day. There's nothing worse than feeling stuck. And if you feel stuck as a salesperson, your buyer's going to know it. Your boss is going to know it. The salespeople around you are going to know it. You can only have a suit of armor of, you know, protecting yourself of beliefs before everybody else recognizes what's going on. They can see your tells. They can see that you're a fake or a phony. And, you know, if this is you, I would say, hey, look, sit down, pay a therapist, talk to a coach, talk to a mentor, find a clergy member and have the tough conversation. Do I really want to do this? And there's a reason why I left this for number 10. I left it for the end because most people don't want to talk about it. Most people really don't want to say, hey, look, sales may not be for me. Sales may be something that I don't want to do and I'm not going to do, but I really want to impress somebody because they like the money or they like the idea. Believe it or not, I know that there are people out there who have a low opinion of sales, but there's also people out there that know that salespeople make good money. And so they get caught up in these things.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.